Okay, in your bulletin you have a very nice letter from Susie Olson. And she is in Papua New Guinea as our representative, a young person graduated from college and now serving for a short-term mission project in Papua New Guinea in the translation, learning how this works. And so let's be praying for her. And we have a couple birthdays today. Anybody have a birthday? Robert has a birthday. Welcome. I'm so glad, Robert, that you're here. What a wonderful blessing you and Dave are in leading the music. I just really appreciate that. And Kendall, thank you for filling in, and others too. Lucy's birthday, my dear friend. Lucy, happy birthday to you. May I come down and just give you a hug? I just so much appreciate Lucy. What a feeling. You know, Lucy has served the Lord for a long time. How many years? 85 years. How many years? About 20 years. And singing?
Why don't we sing happy birthday?
Oh, let's do that. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robert and Lucy. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Dave. What a good idea. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, God makes his church of younger people and mature people, and we need both. Without both, you see, the church doesn't function right. Because we need both, and that is so important. And we're so glad you're both part of this church. What a great privilege. Okay, we are going to come to the Lord in prayer, and we'll be praying for Suzanne Olson, and also for our missionaries of the week, and that is Don and Betty Ross. They're older, and yet they're still serving the Lord in the work in producing films that enable other people of other languages to see gospel films. You see, most gospel films are produced in English. Well, if you happen to speak, you know, whatever, Swahili, you need a film that is dubbed in Swahili so that you can understand the film. And so that's what they're doing Christian films into other languages so that those other people groups can hear the good news in these films. And we can thank the Lord for that. We can certainly pray for them as well. Dave, something? Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Right. So now we also have a number of our people that are not able to be here, and we're so thankful for them. But let's not forget those who are not able to be here. The number that are not able to be here. Thank the Lord, Dr. Kumar, you're here. We're going to be praying for Kathy as well. What a dear lady. Not able to be here, and there's others as well that are not. And I just have you know, one of the privileges I have is being able to visit them. Oh, what a privilege. It really is. What a joyful lady Kathy is, really. It's just a real Christian spirit. Just thank the Lord for her. Okay, let's come to the Lord in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much that we belong to you. That you're our Lord, you're our God, you're our Jesus, our Savior. And there is no Savior besides Jesus. And so we're so thankful for the great privilege of knowing him as our Savior. We also do thank you so much for this Raise the Roof project. We pray that you'll bless this Raise the Roof project. We're thankful for the work that the trustees have done. And we just pray that you'll greatly bless in this good project. We bring to you those who can't be with us, Kathy Kumar. We just pray that you'll bless her. And Bev Stockton and quite a number of others, Shirley Hull. We just ask that you'll bless them as they're now not able to be with us yet. They're part of this church and a great blessing to us. We also pray for Suzanne Olson. We just really ask that you'll give her a good missionary experience. And it's not a very completely healthy place, so we just pray for her health. We really ask in Jesus' name that you'll help her in that regard. And then for the whole Olson family that are now traveling, we pray for safety for them. What a great family serving this church in so many, many ways for over so many years. And Father, just bless them with a good, restful time this week. Now we ask that you'll bless in the word as we present your word. Oh, Lord, this is your word. and your precious, precious Bible that we're going to be speaking from. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen.